What up, what up, what up? This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. What's up, everybody? Good afternoon, you know? Yes. So, today I want to talk about Lil Boosie, okay? And I'm going to make it quick. I'm going to try to make this quick as possible because I don't know what's going on with Anchor on, you know, on my iMac, but it's giving me 5 minutes. So, let me jump straight into it. Okay, so I know everybody may have seen on social media that Lil Nas X has put up a picture of him impregnated for a photo shoot of some sort. And Lil Boosie commented on it, and Twitter is going crazy about it. Let me tell you something. This society has gotten out of control with canceling people, telling people, you know, you can't say this, you can't say that, you can't say this. And it's like things that used to be taboo as and when I was growing up in my era, it's not taboo anymore. Now, you can't get mad. Like, I can understand certain things can be offensive to some. You know what I'm saying? And I get it. But you cannot tell a man, a heterosexual man, how to feel about seeing two straight black men. I mean, that's two straight men. Oh, geez. Two straight. Excuse me, I'm saying it again. Two gay men kissing on TV, grinding on each other. How to feel. Now, let me say, I'm not biased. I don't want to see none of that on TV, especially when I'm looking at a war show that is supposed to be family friendly. Like, for instance, like when Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion did they did, it was a little bit too much for me. I'm like, God damn, like it was raunchy. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not gonna say, oh, that was different or this and this and that. No, it was raunchy. It was too much for TV. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong, you're an entertainer, you gotta push the envelope a little bit. You gotta set the tones, you gotta set the bar. But I just think that this culture for us black people, that and especially straight a heterosexual black America, is like really not ready for that. Some people are not ready to see that. Some people do not agree with that, and you can't get upset with that. You can't force things down people's throat and say you're gonna deal with that. And anytime someone speaks against homosexuality, that does not mean they're homophobic. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, anytime a gay person speaks on straight things about straight people, that don't make them a heterophobic. You know, they don't even make sense. You get what I'm trying to say? So it's making it feel like freedom of speech on things that we disagree with the gay community is becoming to a point where you can't speak about things if you disagree with it. It's just like a man that is bisexual, okay? And I've seen this crazy shit on TikTok. That if a straight man, no, I'm sorry, a gay, well, a bisexual, let me get the terms right. A bisexual man wants to speak to a straight heterosexual woman, and she finds out that you're bisexual and you like men, that is her choice to say, no, that is not my cup of tea. I cannot see myself dealing with a man who likes dealing with men. That does not make her a homophobic because she doesn't want to deal with a man that deals with men on the side. I'm not saying that he does that when he's with you, but that's something that's a phobia for black women. And some women, I'm not just gonna say black women, but it's a big phobia for black women to deal with that in our community. You know what I'm saying? So you can't get mad at somebody that don't wanna deal with that. And you can't get mad at a straight heterosexual man that does not want to deal with a transsexual woman or trans female. You can't get mad at that. That is not his preference. You can't call him a homophobic because that's not what he wants to deal with, because you told him that you was a trans woman and you feel like, hey, you know what I'm saying? You're being homophobic. That is crazy. That's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? That's two shots to the head, you know? You can't do that. And that's what this culture is doing. Like, it's playing games with people's lives. You can't even speak on things anymore without offending a type of people. You know what I'm saying? We got talked about all our life. Black people, white people on TV, on CNN, talking about that it's our fault because of the virus is surging. It's our fault because black Americans don't trust the government no more because we've been test animals all our lives. And I'm back. What's up, everybody? Yes, so I'm going to have to break this down in segments because, you know, I'm on my iMac, and the way it's set up on my iMac is totally different. They only give you 5 minutes, anywhere from 4 to 5 minutes. So I'm just going to, you know, jump into what I was saying. So basically, I'm saying this to say this, is that if the vaccine works for you, fine. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you see videos, all this different conspiracy, Donald Trump and Biden and all this kind of shit. Do what's best for you and your family. You know what I'm saying? That I'm not here to tell you not to get the vaccine shot. That's not none of my business. So if that works for you, God bless you. And, you know, and I hope we can get through this trial of this craziness of this world. So moving on. I was talking in the first segment about, you know me, I'm all over the place, but I'm just trying to get better with that and stick to a subject, but it just be so much shit that I be trying to get off my brain, you know what I'm saying? So much. And it's like, I just don't have enough time. So I'm just basically saying to say this, is that we live in a world where things is crazy and it's like, upside down to me. What was good is now bad. What was bad now is good. Does that make sense? Well, that's how it is. It's like, you know, it's like we just have to understand that we're living in a world. I'm not finna preach to you. We're living in a world where everybody feel like they're privileged. And I feel like this era of young women, I'm talking about black people because that's all I know. I don't, white women, black women, white women, some white women want to be black women. So I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the sisters. And I'm sorry, don't get offended. But this is my thing. Our young black sisters wants to be the Cardi B's and the City Girls and Sweeties and all these other rap chicks, the Megan Stallions and stuff like that. But don't have nothing to offer. I'm finna go into my Kevin Samuels. So, you know, don't get upset.
So, ladies, I just want to tell you that you cannot ask a man to have 6 figures when you don't know how to cook. You do not know how to be a nurturing woman to that man. You cannot ask a man to do all the things that you desire and not be able to give him something back. Now, I've heard women say, for instance, that being a bad bitch is all she has to be. Now, that's crazy. That's really crazy that you think being a bad bitch is all you need. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, you have these suckers out here who willing to just pay for that type of shit. But at the end of the day, he's going to get him a woman that got some brains. Now, being a bad bitch and having pussy between your legs does not keep a man interested. I hear some of the wildest shit on Instagram and the internet and YouTube about being a bad bitch is all you need to be. Please, y'all better wake the fuck up. Because, you know, men are distinct. Either they gay or they're married or in jail. So, yeah, youth doesn't last. Okay?
So, I'm back, and that was my rendition of the gay Kevin Samuels, my voice recorder. But anyway, I'm just trying to have fun. But anyway, I want to leave off with this. I want to say, say to everybody, I'm not here to offend or disrespect anybody's culture or lifestyle, because I have people in my family that live their life the way they live it, and I love them, and they respect me, and I respect them. And that's the thing that people have to understand. We have to respect other people's living conditions, lifestyle. We don't have to agree with it all the time, and as long as that person is happy and they're not harming themselves or harming others, then you should be happy for that person. Because sometimes we tend to want to monitor someone's life. And then when somebody says something about yours, then you want them to stay out of it. So what I'm going to say to you is that stay blessed. This is September the 3rd. Happy holidays to those who celebrate it. And see you next time. And listen, I'm trying to get this thing going right with Anchor, because I have this new system, podcast system, and I don't know what's going on, but I'm glad that I was able to try it out on here. So this episode might be a little choppy, and see you next time. Stay blessed.
What up, what up? This is Coco Red. Today is Wednesday, September the 8th. Today's episode is about social media curse. And what I mean by social media curse is what people are doing today that people weren't doing and wasn't ashamed to do and wasn't had the courage to do many, many years ago. When I mean many years ago, maybe a decade. Okay, so stay tuned to this episode.